Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken, a podcast from Questrom School of Business. Stick around until the end of this podcast for a preview of the first episode, a conversation with Dean Susan Fournier, where she answers the question at the heart of the show. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR, Boston.
The feed is dark and full of terrors.
I don't know what that means.
It means, yes, we are still on break for just a few more weeks, but we're back very soon with lots of brand new Endless Thread content for you. In the meantime, we are ramping up with some bonus stuff because you missed us.
And we missed you.
And Amory missed the first 7 seasons of Game of Thrones.
Yes, I did.
But as season 8 kicks off, we figured we'd put something in the feed for the free folk. And also, Amory does have a little bit of a connection to the hit HBO show. She covered the theme music live in concert.
Yes, I did, because there are a lot of you fantasy dorks out there.
Yes, and now we are going to cover some theories about the show with the help of 2 of our WBUR colleagues.
And one of the moderators of the Game of Thrones subreddit, one of the many, many Game of Thrones subreddits, we should say.
Yes, so many. But first, let's nerd out. Oh, but also, here be dragons.
As in, spoilers. Okay, so we have Caitlin O'Keefe and Kat Brewer in the studio with us. They are both incredibly accomplished producers in the iLab. That's WBUR's podcast unit. But today, they are representing as WBUR's biggest Game of Thrones nerds, hands down.
Woo woo!
Kat and Caitlin, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so you guys have an 8-page document full of predictions. You will not shut up about this show, and so we thought you should not shut up about Game of Thrones for a little while on our show, because you guys are awesome, and all of your thoughts are deep and interesting to us.
And
even
full of
Amory,
terrors.
Deep, yeah, deep and full of terrors. Even for Amory, who has never seen the show. So I think I'm going to call this episode an Endless Thrones episode. We're excited to hear your theories.
I'm a Game of Thrones noob, as I think you two know. Ben says to say, a girl has no idea. And I don't know why I'm saying that, but I'll say it. Caitlin, can you give me like a 30-second description of what Game of Thrones is?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Game of Thrones is basically a deep investigation of power, right? So when Game of Thrones begins, how do I do this in 30 seconds, you guys?
That was
this
good.
This feels unfair.
That article felt very smart.
When Game of Thrones begins, there's a power structure in place. There's an Iron Throne, which belongs to the ruler of the 7 kingdoms of Westeros. And when the show begins, that throne is held by Robert Baratheon, who is the king, the lord of the 7 kingdoms. Then spoilers, guys.
Yeah, you need a big spoiler at the top.
Big spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Robert Baratheon is killed, dies, and the power structure that exists is thrown into chaos. And over time, you see characters who have power lose it. You see characters who, in the beginning of the show, sort of are in positions of extreme weakness, whether because they're women, whether because they're bastards, whether because in the case of one character, because he's a dwarf, you see them gain power. And it's sort of just a progression of, it's just a political epic. And then also there are zombies that are coming to kill everyone.
And dragons.
And dragons. I'm sorry. Yes, and dragons.
There's magic.
We asked Kat and Caitlin which characters they see themselves as in the show. So Kat thinks of herself as badass underdog warrior the Hound.
Caitlin thinks of herself as Marjorie Tyrell, a more peaceful or diplomatic force for good, I would say, in the show. Then we asked them to say which characters match us.
I think Amory is Catelyn.
Oh, but then she's dead.
I know, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, not in looks, but Amory is Sam.
Huh. Interesting.
She's a learned, thoughtful person.
Yep.
Who's helping out.
Yeah.
Who's producing.
Yep.
I mean, Sam's producing this whole thing.
That's true.
Maybe. There's a theory that Sam's the writer of the show.
Of the Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. I could see that. I just think Amory is Catelyn because Catelyn is extremely fierce.
She is a force.
She's really a force. Yeah. And I think Amory is a force.
But she makes some pretty big mistakes. I don't think Amory would make those mistakes.
I don't think I would either.
Her last act before she is killed is to slit the throat of a young, innocent woman.
That's what I'm saying.
True.
Like, I don't know that Amory would be slitting throats
that.
We know I can get a little stabby, though.
She just wants
she can get a little stabby. She gets stabby. It's
she just wants to hang out in the library and solve the issues.
That sounds like me.
It's true.
Who's
it's
Ben
true.
In this scenario?
You go first.
Oh.
My first thought was Davos.
Oh, that's good. That's better than mine.
Which one is Davos?
Davos is...
He's the Onion Knight.
Yeah.
He's sort of the sage advisor to kings.
Yes.
And so he was originally...
The son of a crabber.
Yeah, the son of a crabber. I don't know if you're the son of a crabber. Then now he's helping out Jon, and it's great, and I just love him, and he can sit on the Iron Throne.
Oh, wait, he's the guy with the pinky missing.
Yes, because Stannis cut off his pinky.
His fingers, yes.
And he lost his,
He loses his son.
Yeah,
that's good. I'll happily accept that.
And Onion Knight's a good title for you.
I was going to say Hot Pie, but Davos is better.
Who's Hot Pie?
Hot Pie is like Arya's sidekick. Who's a really good baker. I don't even know if Ben can bake.
I don't know that either. Hot Pie is like one of the forces for good in the universe, though. He's just one of the people who he eventually just finds an inn to, you know, bake pie at, and that's where he is. He's just lovely. He's kind
baking
of out of
pies.
The way of the fighting, but he's like, he's a force for good.
Wow. I had picked for myself Jon Snow and Podrick combined. So that's,
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to laugh at
that. But neither of those are accurate. So I think that I would happily accept Hot Pie and Onion Knight. I think that's a good combo.
Can each of you share your craziest fan theory? Kat, we'll start with you.
My fan theory is mostly a fan hope in that. So I think it's fair to say that most people know there's a big battle in episode 3 of the 6 episodes left. And I hope that the Night King and all of his zombies die and we don't have to deal with the Night King anymore. Because the Night King, for me, is the most boring part of Game of Thrones. I like all the politics and the people. And I want to see Dany and Cersei fight. And I want to see the Battle of King's Landing in between people. And I don't really care about this zombie story at all. So that's my fan theory. And Jon will kill the Night King. And then my concern
Jon
is...
Snow?
Jon Snow, yes. Okay. Good job, Amory.
I know one Jon.
Well done.
Series, yep. And I know winter is coming. What
All
about
right, Caitlin,
you, Caitlin?
What about you? Yeah.
I don't really love the Game of Thrones theorizing as much. I feel like the crazy theories get a little too crazy.
Oh,
sometimes.
Come on.
No.
Just go
no,
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. No fun.
I'm sorry. I do love the theory, though, that Sam is the author of The Song of Ice and Fire. And I actually read a really interesting interview that John Bradley, the actor who plays Sam Tarly, did with the New York Times the other day, where he said that, like, he loves that idea, too, especially because it makes you have to go back and reevaluate the entire show and think about, like, would Sam be portraying things differently given where his own allegiances lie? Mm. So I sort of love that idea and the cast that would throw over the entire show.
Anything else? You got any parting words?
The big thing that I'm wondering about... As the show wraps up, is that, you know, for 7 seasons, we've had this like intricate political drama with all of these characters and these, like, as I said, these machinations of power. And now it's becoming a story about good versus evil and sort of simple good versus simple evil. And I'm just really curious about which story they're going to end up foregrounding, like whether it's going to ultimately be a story about good versus evil or whether it's going to be true to what it always has been, which is like sort of a deconstruction of, as Alyssa Rosenberg said in the Washington Post today, like a deconstruction of the idea of what fantasy is and fantasy epics are in the good versus evil sort of setup. So that's my big question.
All right. Well, thank you guys for your totally badass WBUR / Game of Thrones awesome nerdery.
House WBUR.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You can keep up with Caitlin and Kat's reactions to the show every week on Twitter and until their hit Game of Thrones podcast launches. Any minute now, you can follow them at Kat A. Brew, that is Kat with a K, and Kate E. O'Keefe, that is CaitEOKEEFE. Thanks, you two.
No worries. Happy to do it.
Thanks, you guys.
Back with the mod in a minute.
Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken, a podcast from Questrom School of Business. These days, it's hard to ignore the debate over the role business should play in society.
There's crescendo around profit, period. Is profit bad? Is capitalism evil? These themes are out there.
Is this criticism of business warranted? And if so, how do we fix it? Stick around until the end of this podcast for a preview of the first episode of the Is Business Broken podcast.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so Game of Thrones has a lot of subreddits, and we wanted to hear from a moderator of one of those communities, Stuart Ward, known as BW Phoenix on Reddit.
We called him up on Skype. Hello?
Hey there, how's it going?
Hey, is this Stuart?
It is, yeah.
Wonderful. This is Amory. Thanks so much for responding to my message.
No worries. Happy to help out.
Stuart, where are you from?
I am from Scotland.
I thought so.
Doesn't give it away, but
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it. I love it.
Are any Game of Thrones episodes filmed there? I feel like that would be a good
one. Yeah, well, there's parts of the pilot were filmed in Scotland, and they scrapped most of the pilot, but a few scenes they kept for episode one. So there's a few little scenes in Scotland in the very first episode, but by and large, there's nothing in Scotland.
What can you hit us with the little scenes? Do you remember what the little scenes in the first episode were?
Yeah, so there's a couple of the scenes in Winterfell. Shots of Winterfell the pilot that got scrapped because they really didn't like how it went. But there's a couple of Winterfell scenes that were shot in Scotland.
Some of the bends and the glens.
Exactly. Well, you know, they've not made enough use of them. Maybe the prequels will.
And on a scale from like one to you could recite every line from every episode of Game of Thrones, where are you on the fandom nerd spectrum?
You know, a while ago, maybe I thought it was quite high up, but being on the subreddit so much, you just see some people who are so good at it. It just makes you think like, wow, maybe I don't know that much. So yeah.
Interesting choice of words, good at it.
Yeah. What's an example of that when someone has clearly out-nerded you?
Well, we do trivias every couple of weeks, and there's one of the common things we do is we do kind of fill in the quotes, and it's just absolutely, I mean, you can literally just, you know, you pick a scene, put a couple of words from a quote in, and people fill it in, and it's just like they can just recite it, like, from a couple of words.
How big would you say this show is on Reddit?
Yeah, so it's massive. I mean, it's really, really massive. You know, last year was the first year that, of all the TV show subreddits, Game of Thrones wasn't the most frequently commented on subreddit. For the first time, RuPaul's Drag Race overtook it.
Very different shows.
I like that spectrum, though. Are they, though, Amory? Are they? Are they that different?
No, Ben, I don't know. I've never seen either show.
They both involve intense competition.
There's a lot of backstabbing.
Yeah, there's a lot of backstabbing. Exactly. You know, Stuart. It's, yeah.
Just
not
the
so far
human
apart.
Condition at its core.
And this season's going to be the wildest yet. So it's just enormous.
Tell us about the throne pool. What is it?
Yeah, so basically one of the things about having like such a big community is that a lot of content gets drowned out, you know, because there's so many people posting after an episode. It's scary. you know, you have that queue, which is like all the new posts coming in, and we can have three moderators on that, like just removing posts, and they'll never run into each other because it's just coming in so fast.
Wow.
Yeah, so the throne pool basically was our way of, with the help of the admins, who've been really helpful, giving people a chance to choose what character they want to win the Iron Throne. So we picked out kind of 14 key characters and said to people, you know, which these, not who do you think will win, but who do you want to win? And that gives them a kind of spin-off subreddit to go to, and they can like join their fellow Sansa fans in that community and just post memes mainly, I think.
So it's good. So who do you want to win and who do you think will win if those are different things?
Yeah, professionally, I have to say, well, professionally, whatever the equivalent for that is, volunteers, but I have to say Bran, because that's the one I'm dealing with. Personally, I do want Sansa to rule an independent North.
Ooh, very Scottish perspective.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, you caught that there, but it is. Yeah, it's true, though. You know, the North is going to be going through so much strife, and they're going to have to bear the brunt of this war against the dead. So I think they've earned their chance to have a wee go at it themselves, and I think Sansa would be good to do it. Who do I think will win it? Well, I wasn't sure, and then HBO put out their kind of promo for the series, and it was For the Throne, hashtag For the Throne. Mm-hmm. And I was not alone in saying after that, HBO, you're just setting us up for there to be no throne, aren't you? That's a great, you know, they're putting such a big emphasis on who's going to win the throne. I think it's a red herring right there. But I'm very bad at predictions, so despite reading the subreddit so much.
What is the Free Folk and the other subreddit battle all about? Can you explain that?
Basically, with the Free Folk sites, everyone there has read the leaks. You know, they're really into reading the leaks. And they're very lax on rules. Otherwise, it gets bigger, they have to put in some more. Whereas Game of Thrones and our subreddit, we, generally speaking, people don't want leaks. So we don't allow leaks. So there's a little bit of...
Anybody
kind of
who leaks here. Gets stabbed in the stomach, you know, and drawn and quartered, like, et cetera, et cetera.
As long as they keep it to the side, that's all right. We can be fine with that.
Okay, but, wait, you know. I have a question about this. Where are the leaks coming from? I don't get how people have information that is not out there yet.
There's two elements to it. The one element is the kind of Game of Thrones, I think, has kind of created a genre of fans who are amazing at following production news. Like, you know, like looking at which crew member follows who on Instagram, and then, okay, if they're there, then they must be in this location just now. Let's see if anyone on Instagram who's like a cameraman is posting from there. And they piece it together in like some kind of, you know, kind of amazing mind map on their wall kind of thing. And then the other element is that there's someone, a certain person who seems to have contacts in the crew.
Whoa.
Who just gets his details from somewhere.
Can you describe the Game of Thrones subreddit for us a little bit? Because I was poking around in there before as a, you know, self-confessed total noob. And I saw like different pages almost. There was a page for spoilers. And what else is on there?
Yeah, so in terms of content, we've got some really like amazing artists. I think that's the biggest thing about our subreddit, I feel like. You know, just today there was a post from a Chop with Chris, and you know, a few months ago he posted a kind of carving of a Stark banner and like a piece of wood, and it's this amazing like bit of wood carving, and HBO have just sent him like actual map markers from the show for three of the houses.
Oh wow!
Just today, wow. Yeah, that's an amazing present for him. But it's so yeah, we've got a lot of great fan art. We've obviously got some kind of tinfoil hat theories going on as well.
What is the strangest Game of Thrones related Reddit thread that you've seen pop up in relation to the show?
I mean, there's one that stands out. I think it originated on the book subreddit, in all fairness. It has to be mentioned though. So there's a theory that I'm not making this up, and this is so, you know, there's an essay, to call it a theory, you'd be underselling it a little bit, that Tyrion is actually Daenerys' son.
Whoa.
Yeah, actually that, and the guy cites like the Odyssey and the Iliad and all kinds of ancient Greek literature saying that Tyrion's a time traveler. It's so thought out. For a second, you're almost like, oh, this could be possible. And then you kind of catch yourself and realize what you're saying. It's just absolutely incredible that someone came up with that, frankly.
And did all the sort of ancient literature citations yeah. involved, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
That's a very Reddit. I feel like that's very Reddit.
Yeah, that's what somehow. It's all about. You know, that's the fun. And, you know, that is actually the fun of it. And it's like, that's the kind of thing where, you know, like, I'm looking forward to the six new episodes we get, obviously.
Yeah.
The final six episodes. But also, the 6 weeks that this show is airing, it's just going to be so fun because you get so much stuff like that. Like, people just having fun with, theorizing about the show. And that's really what it's all about, I think.
Are you throwing parties?
Well, the thing is, because of the subreddit, I don't really get time to.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How much time are you spending after watching the show moderating this sub?
Personally, obviously I'm in the UK, but I'd be up till like from probably until 5 a.m. or something.
Oh my god.
You know, with our subreddit, especially, you notice that even right now, no matter how big the show is, our subreddit isn't that busy compared to other ones of its size. But it's not quiet, but it's not that busy. But the second episode hits, for the next 6 weeks, it's just huge. I mean, it's absolutely massive for 6 weeks. And, you know, you can't escape it. Like, wherever you are on the internet, you can't escape it. And Reddit kind of fosters that. It gives people a chance to talk about it. And, yeah, I don't know if that'll be repeated with, you know, so many big shows now dropping at once.
Stuart Ward, moderator of the Game of Thrones subreddit. Stuart, thank you very much for talking to us.
I was happy to help. Cheers.
Yeah.
whatever the Game of Thrones equivalent of, like, may the force be with you.
I think it's seven blessings.
I wish you that.
Yeah. Seven blessings.
I'm sending you blessings, I guess.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Cool. Thanks,
bye, guys.
A lot, Stuart.
Take care.
Thanks. Have a good rest of your evening.
Bye-bye.
All right, that is our Game of Thrones bonus content for you this week, just for fun. More coming soon, including a special series on vaccines and anti-vaxxers. Get ready.
See you later.
Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken, a podcast from Questrom School of Business. Listen on for a preview of one of the episodes featuring Susan Fournier, Alan Questrom Professor, and Dean.
So let's start this conversation with the title of the show, Is Business Broken? It's a provocative title and a question. Where did this come from? Why that question now?
We're in a big cultural moment where capitalism, business, market systems are really being scrutinized and debated, and the role of business with it. So I think the question is just on the table. It's on people's minds. It's in the news media. It's in conversations. I think there are growing voices, loud voices, especially among young people who seem increasingly to believe that business and maybe capitalism with it are harmful and create rather than solve problems for society. And what we do seem to hear are those loud voices. And they are very black and white. There are protagonists and the antagonists and the pros and the cons. And there's really no middle discussion. It's sort of like people for and against, and it's loud.
Right. For and against DEI, for instance, right? A battle at play.
Right.
The way you describe it and the way you describe the polarization, it makes it feel like very much of the digital age, right? It feels very much of today. Some of those arguments have been around, though, right? Is this criticism of business and this question, is business broken, is that a new question?
You are so right. It is not a new question. Schumpeter, he was a professor at Harvard, and he's also maybe one of the most influential political economists of the early 20th century. He called for the death of capitalism, the death of business, 100 years ago.
Okay. Wow.
And when he critiqued way back then, he said the very successes of capitalism would bring about its downfall because it would create values hostile to capitalism, and that this would particularly take hold among intellectuals who were critiquing. So there's a lot of that same kind of dynamic happening today, and that's 100 years old. But yeah, we've seen this kind of cultural fervor playbook many times in the past, often precipitated by big crises.
Find the full episode by searching for Is Business Broken wherever you listen to podcasts, and learn more about the Mehrotra Institute for Business, Markets, and Society at ibms.bu.edu.